I'm visiting with Laurel Case with John Deere. And Laurel, first of all, tell people what you do for the company.
Yeah, hi, Chuck. I work for John Deere, and my job is to talk to the media and the public about all of the great things John Deere is doing, primarily for agriculture, but we certainly have some developments in construction and forestry, as well as technology, too.
Well, thank you very much for your support for NAMA as a sustaining partner. Let's talk about the company, John Deere. Tell us a little bit about, we know, I think most people, that you make tractors and lots of equipment, but what are some of the things that you're working on now and that are maybe coming to mind as new and interesting?
So John Deere is a world leader in advanced products, technology, services for customers who work in agriculture as well as construction. So we help folks who are either working the land or building upon the land to meet the needs and the demands of an ever-growing population, whether that's in agriculture or construction. For ag specifically, we are known, as you mentioned, for building that high quality farm equipment that includes the tractors, combines, planters, sprayers, et cetera. And I would say the big developments here as of, the last few years are the technology or that brains we're putting into the equipment and what it can do to provide value back to the customers.
Let's talk about something that is very pertinent and timely right now, and that is this pandemic that we are dealing with. Of course, we have had some challenges in the ag market itself, but what are some of the ways that Deere is helping customers during this time?
Sure. I would be remiss if I didn't first point out all of the things that our dealers are doing because they are on the front lines working with customers, particularly in ag, making sure that they can continue running and working in their operation during all of the uncertainty. But Deere as a company, I would say is providing the tools to those dealers, particularly as we see the public transforming a bit in the last few months and becoming more comfortable with doing more online, whether that's virtual shopping and the buying experience or even getting service from dealers in a remote capacity. So a lot of folks have become reliant on some of that technology as we've kind of had to keep our distance. And so Deere is working to make sure those solutions are in the hands of our dealers and our customers to make that possible. And then I would say we're also looking at exploring these alternative ways to engage with the public as we see shows and events get canceled and or changed to a virtual platform. It's going to be really important that we are still able to engage with folks, answer questions, and highlight new products and technologies in John Deere.
Yeah, people are doing a lot more online carry out. You hear all these
Yeah.
words. Does that apply to the farm equipment business as well?
It does. Most of our dealers are offering the drop off of parts or the home delivery. Just everyone's trying to keep their distance, but also still try to get the job done. And the dealers have been really creative in the way that they can offer those solutions to make sure that folks can stay running when they need to.
Well, let's talk about NAMA for a minute since we're sustaining partners. Why does John Deere support NAMA?
So agriculture is a fast-moving industry, and being a NAMA member helps myself as well as the company John Deere stay connected with peers in the ag industry. If it's moving quickly, it's nice to stay in touch so that we all know what's going on and we're all aware of those changes, and then offers a lot of those really good networking opportunities. You can only really learn so much within your walls, but the networking really provides you that opportunity to stay in touch with your peers. And then NAMA also provides some really good professional development classes, different conferences, seminars, et cetera, to really develop your skills, that I've enjoyed attending at different events.
So we are just about to have a virtual agri-marketing conference, first time. But let's talk about the conference itself. Why do you go to the agri-marketing conference?
there's several reasons that we attend and we sponsor NAMA. I think one of the primary reasons is what I talked about there with the networking and staying in touch with the ag industry. But also as a sponsor, it provides us additional visibility to potential new employees for John Deere. So it's a great way to stay in touch within the industry of within NAMA as well as in ag. But then also it offers us the opportunity to highlight new products or features and talk to folks about the development and the evolution of technology in agriculture, and gives us an opportunity to have our employees be members and some professional development.
So, what would you say to other companies about becoming a sustaining partner or at least some level of a sponsor for NAMA?
I would say get involved to get your employees involved. I think there are many benefits, particularly in the networking within the ag industry. There's a lot of career development opportunities and then just knowledge sharing between the folks that are members. It's important to stay in touch with your peers, and I would absolutely encourage anyone that's interested to be involved.
Well, before we close, is there anything else you might want to add that we just haven't touched on?
I would say if you want to learn more about becoming a NAMA member, go to nama.org. And then certainly if there's any follow-up with John Deere, reach out to myself or our agency partner to get that.
All right, well, thank you very much, Laura, for visiting with me.
Absolutely.